talking about it, and it's been on my heart for about the last year, is John 20, 21 through 22. And basically, it's where Jesus sends out his disciples, and he says, I'm sending you with the Holy Spirit. And then he says, who you forgive will be forgiven. And I think this applies to the prophetic, but it also comes into your dreams when you dream about other people or your church or whatever. We have been given authority. I mean, that's an amazingly powerful concept. Whoever I forgive gets to be forgiven. So if I have a dream about somebody and they're struggling with an area of their life, I, when I wake up, can go, God, whether that's true or that's not true, whether this is symbolic or it's real, I choose to forgive John. And he's forgiven. There's such a powerful place that we have of influence and authority and just beginning to use it in our dream life. And a key question I ask the Lord with my dreams is, what are you inviting me into? Is this an invitation into intercession? Is this an invitation into proclamation? Is it an invitation into faith? Is it an invitation into actually going and speaking something to somebody else? It's not always the same thing. That's why you really have to be in interaction with the Holy Spirit to understand what is he inviting me into. There's different ways that you can get interpretation to your dreams. And so you guys have probably experienced some of these. Sometimes you just have this instantaneous, like when you wake up and you just know what something means. You guys know what I'm talking about? And you're like, I don't know why that meant, you know, I don't know why me driving a brown car meant this, but you just know. I really trust those knowings. Especially you need to trust you have the Holy Spirit in you, and you begin to know how you hear from the Lord and that feeling you have when you know you've heard from him. So with my dreams, when I wake up and I feel like I just know this means that, trust your initial hunch, because a lot of times those will be right. But I also hold them loosely, and I let God continue to process things with me. Sometimes you'll get an interpretation inside of your dream. How many of you had that happen? Where you'll actually either talk to yourself in the dream, or someone will be talking to you. It could be the Holy Spirit. In my dream where I was on the cross, the Holy Spirit actually walked through that dream and handed me a key to get off the cross. I didn't know it was the Holy Spirit at the time, but later the Lord just brought that revelation to me. Often when the Holy Spirit's in your dreams, he's kind of like, you can't really see his face. He's just kind of, there's someone there, but you can't quite make out who they are. That's just from lots of people's experiences.